Hello, Amanda.
Hi, good afternoon.
I suspect what we're looking at here with Emma Trott is that she hasn't quite lived up to what other people's expectations are, so she's getting it in the neck for not loving her sister enough.
I think it's hard, isn't it? Because, you know, it's a one-off interview, and she probably didn't phrase things quite how she'd hoped to, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some underlying resentment there. And I think most siblings of incredibly successful people must be a little bittersweet for them, because obviously you love your sibling and you want them to do well, but, you know, for something like as that takes the commitment that something like an Olympic athlete has to make, then there are family sacrifices, and I think it's good to acknowledge that, you know, none of the Olympic athletes would be where they were if they didn't have the support of their families, friends, trainers, and everybody. It is you know, it's a team thing. It's not the individual has to be true.
But isn't it Laura's role to say thank you for the sacrifice, not another family's member, particularly at the point of her victory, to say, yeah, well, you wouldn't have done it without me. It wasn't Emma's lungs on that racetrack, was it? It was Laura's.
No, exactly, and it's Laura's talent and ability and commitment and all the things that she's done that have got her where she's got to. And I think, in hindsight, if Emma listens back to that, she probably would prefer to have phrased it slightly differently.
Sounded a bit more happy for her sister.
Well, yeah.
I must admit, I saw it live and was thinking, oh my, or if it was live, it may have been pre-reg, but I saw it on the programme and just thought, oh my goodness me, what's this all about?
Yeah, it does sound like there's some unresolved issues is going on there, but I think it's important that siblings aren't left out, and children are made to feel special and valued for who they are, and whether that's because you're an Olympic athlete or a successful, you know, in your school career or a brilliant musician or whatever it is, or even if it's just that you're a lovely person and you're a good friend. Or, you know, I think what's really important for parents to realise is that all children need to be accepted and nurtured for who they are, not necessarily just what they do.
But don't siblings have that responsibility to one another as well? Because it seems to me that I can't judge their relationship, and they seem to be saying it's fine. But if your sister has just had this major achievement about which the whole world is talking, and certainly the whole of the country is talking, whatever relationship you've had with her, or whatever your charms or talents happen to be, it's not your moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and like I said, I'm sure that she sort of would have chosen her words differently if she could have gone back and redone it. But I think it is, you know...
Maybe she wouldn't. Maybe she's just very prosaic, because we do wax terribly lyrical about the Olympics, and I'm all for it, but some people are a bit more prosaic about these things.
Except I don't think that's the case, because she's a cyclist too, isn't she? I think she's quite passionate about her sport, so it feels a bit more sort of sour grapey than that. But I think... Yeah, I think it's about the culture you have in your home, and there's that sort of environment that you promote within the family of celebrating each other's successes and sharing each other's troubles. And I think if you do that well, then you don't get as much of that kind of bitterness or sort of resentment between siblings. I think it's really important that it doesn't matter how big the success is in objective terms. If it's a success and somebody's done very well, then within the family, and they're proud of their achievements, then everybody should help celebrate that.
And if you look at the Brownlee brothers, I mean, they are literally rivals, they are literally training partners, and they are literally brothers as well.
Well, it's the same with the Murrays as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, the Murrays, yeah. And you think about Emma Thompson and her actress sister Sophie as well. You know, one is way better known than the other. But, you know, you would just hope that doesn't make a difference, that actually... The home relationship is separate from people's worldly achievements, in a sense.
Yeah, you would hope so. And I think that again comes down to the parents and how much they focus on the sort of the objective value of something versus the emotional sort of reassurance and celebration over things that children do within the home.
What age are your two, Amanda?
My youngest has just become a teenager.
Oh, right. Any signs of sibling rivalry that you've had gone? What format does it take? Because it comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think one of the things that I've noticed is when you've got the older one who does something and is very sort of positive and is very well celebrated or rewarded for having done, for example, well at school, it's very easy for the younger one to go, oh, she's got that label, I'm not going to bother trying. And I think that's something that parents need to be on the lookout for as well, just because, you almost have roles in families, don't you? And you don't want somebody to go, oh, you're the clever one, so I'm going to have the funny one kind of label. Or you want them to know that they can
be whatever they are.
Exactly. And I think that tolerance and acceptance of children for who they are, not what they do, is really important.
Absolutely. Dr. Amanda Gummer, thank you, child psychologist and mother of two.